Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to Travel World Central, around the world and across America. We are friends sharing travel with friends. Back again for another great segment. I'm Willem Backus in your studio in Washington, D.C. And I have on the line with me a very, very special guest, been friends of the show for a while. And he's a very well-known comedian from Canada. His name is Glenn Foster, otherwise known as That Canadian Guy. Glenn, welcome to the show, and it's good to have you here on Travel World.
Finally, eh? We've been putting this off for how long now?
It's been a while, but like I say, you know, you're a traveling comic, a professional comedian. You've been in the business for well over three decades, right?
I'm a professional procrastinator, I think, is what I am.
Well, we'll see about that tomorrow, right?
Yeah, definitely. I like to call it since 1980. Professionally since 1985, without a day job. So, there you go.
Well, that makes it successful. I mean, you've been on all kinds of TV shows, the Comedy Network, you've been on Just for Laughs, Winnipeg Comedy Festival, Halifax Comedy Festival, the Mike Bullard Show. You're regularly on the CBC Radio's The Debaters as well.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of Canadian credits that your American listeners won't know, and most Canadians wouldn't know.
Still, I mean, some things are rather timeless. I mean, the first exposure I had to your comedy was there was a tape someone gave me of your bits in the early 90s, something like that. And you had this one particular bit about driving from New York, from Toronto to New York, and you'd taken the interstate, and you do that math in your head, and you're going, yeah, if you could do 500 miles per hour, and you get there in 1 hour, and you'd get this boat going 497 in front of you. I mean, half of the stuff in that particular tape, I nearly drove off the road laughing. It was that funny. Seriously. The joke
works better in the United States, actually, because you guys actually use miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Whereas we're in the kilometers, and it just doesn't work as well, because you say 500 miles an hour, you'd 500 miles from Buffalo to New York, roughly.
Yep.
You could do it in an hour. Yeah. That was the. Yeah, if you start doing that math, the joke originally was like, you start doing the math, it's like 10 hours, oh man, I'm going to be in this car for 10 hours, and then you start thinking, well, hang on, at 75 miles an hour, and then you start thinking, all right, at 500 miles an hour, be there in an hour, and you know, even if you could do 500 miles an hour, there'd be a guy in front of you towing a boat uphill, like 492, it's like, come on, buddy, it's 500. It's been a while since I've done the bit, so that's me pulling it out of the air for you.
That just shows you how funny the stuff was. I mean, also, you know, rather than sending the army, what should we do? We should send the Bureau of Road Construction. Yeah. that'll stop the enemy in their tracks.
Oh, right, yes.
But there's so many
I love it when people remember jokes better than I do. Like, I have friends, comic friends, who remind me of jokes all the time, and I'm like, why am I not doing that joke? That's a funny joke, right. You know?
Well, typically when you're on the road...
I guess the material turns over, you know, over time, sure. And then you lose a lot of stuff, and then you just completely forget about it until someone reminds you, you know?
Well, one of the nice things about it, I mean, very often, I mean, how many times have we gone to a comedy show, and it's funny, then you go see him in another city, and then you find out that it's a word for word, exactly the same show, scripted more or less. And then you figure, gee, you know, like, because some comedians, you do want to see them a lot because you think they're hilarious. But, I mean, sadly, we've seen a couple of other comics where it was exactly like that. And I'm thinking, well, okay, I didn't need to spend that ticket twice. And one of the things I have to say about seeing your shows is every show is unique. I mean, you got a lot of bits that recur sometimes, but you got so much material that you're pretty much guaranteed a unique show every time.
Plus, I can barely remember it. So, you know, when people ask, they'll say, you know, if you do an hour show, and people go, wow, how do you remember all that? And I always say, well, that's what I remembered tonight.
One of the things, you're based in the Toronto area, and you do a lot of travel. There's a, I get to do that little sneaky slide in as far as an angle of travel, because we are a travel and a lifestyle show, and I can't think of anything more fun to do than to laugh, you know, at the world, which is kind of the base of your comedy in the first place. You spend a lot of time in the Toronto area, Hamilton, Mississauga, Toronto proper, but you travel Canada as well. I mean, Ottawa, we saw you in Kingston sometime, and even in Montreal.
It's not the same kind of travel that I used to do, though. You know, I used to go out and do like 6-week tours and that kind of thing, and I really don't do a whole lot of that anymore. It's more like fly out, fly back, do the show, come home, or do a couple shows. Depends. If it's a comedy club, then usually you're in for a few nights type thing. I do a lot of corporate comedy, private, you know, after dinner speaking, that sort of thing. And that's fly out, fly home. So that's the good kind of travel, I think.
I'm going to ask you to recall one bit, because I'm going to be asking my friend Adam Longo from WSA9TV. We recently saw a Canadian military convoy on a local interstate, and that reminded me of one of the bits you did. Of course, Canada, we are the peacekeepers of the world, right? And take it away.
Oh, that we should invade somebody?
Yeah.
They'd never suspect it. That's right, yeah. We could be the big friendly country that just snapped one day. Suddenly we're taking over the world. Everyone else, they were such a nice country. They were so quiet. They lived right next door. I should send you the bits because to do it over the radio cold like this doesn't really do it justice, I don't think.
That's true. But that was, again, one of the ones that I heard on that fateful tape, and I'm dying of laughter. So, but that's the beautiful part of it all. And one of the nice things is that Canadian angle to it. That appeals to everybody around the world. Canada's got this reputation of the great friendly country, and sometimes we have a little bit of a darker side to us. Sometimes we see things in a bit of a skewed way, and that comes through loud and clear in the humor that I've heard that you put out. And I think a lot more people ought to be hearing your jokes, because it's really going to bring a lot of laughter to an awful lot of people.
Well, thank you. If you ask China right now, we're probably not the big friendly country. And if you ask Saudi Arabia, they might not have good things to say about us either.
I don't think they have good things to say about many people in the West these days.
I bet they don't.
The world is such an angry place these days, isn't it? I mean, we're, after all, we're
it
alive.
It really is.
Why don't we could be a happier place, you know? And that's actually one of the things you do with comedy. I mean, we can laugh at our anger, and in the end we find out that we're all human. And that's the thing that I like about it. Because it doesn't matter where you go, people tend to have a lot of the same frustrations, no matter who you talk to. So
that is true. A lot of comedy sort of comes from negativity, but ends up as a positive result, right?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, if you're coming from negativity, but the result is laughter, that's positive, right?
And that's what you bring out every single show. And that's what we enjoy about it. We went and saw you in Kingston. I enjoyed that. I've seen you on TV many times. I like when you were on Just for Laughs one time, you came out and you had this shirt, and it was sort of a cross-check pattern, and then you had the...
Oh, yeah. That clip I do have. That's one. That's still one of my favorite jokes. It was a joke I did for my very first Just for Laughs in 1988.
Yep.
My neighbor, at the time, I was living in an apartment, my neighbor actually stitched a shirt together. Basically, the joke is a red tie on a graph shirt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it's a real quickie. I just come out and go, oh, things are going very well. In fact, I think we can all see by this graph.
Yeah.
And pull the tie to the side. And it's still one of my favorite jokes. The problem is you need a squared pattern shirt,
yep,
to make it work. And my neighbor did that for me because we did some tests. And no shirt that I had would show up properly. Like,
right,
you could see it sort of, but he actually stitched ribbon onto a shirt, black ribbon onto a yellow shirt.
Okay.
And made that for me, so it was absolutely perfect. It showed up amazing on camera. It got a huge laugh.
Make a great TV prop, that kind of thing. Well, the website.
I don't know if it got as much of a laugh. I don't know if it got as much of a laugh as my my perm at the time.
Well, I mean, the 80s was a special time now, wasn't it?
It was the 80s. That's right. I got married in that hair.
I remember when I had hair. Oh, my goodness, memories. But, yeah, the website is thatcanadianguy.com. Glenn, I hope we have you back on our show sometime soon. You got a lot of upcoming shows coming up. As of this taping, you got a show coming up in Montreal. And just look it up, thatcanadianguy.com. Is there anything else that you want to let us know before we wrap up
the segment? Well, there's thatcanadianguy.com, and then, you know, there's a lot of people with Netflix specials these days. I'm not one of them.
Right.
So I have created mynotflixspecial.com.
Mynotflixspecial.com. So that's another website.
Mynotflixspecial.com. I mean, it's going to be linked to it from the That Canadian Guy website anyway, if I ever get it properly updated.
One of the beautiful parts of...
Again, procrastination. Procrastination is pretty much the theme of my next CD.
Well,
if I get to it.
And that, by the way, is a great choice of words. Procrastination is good for my next CD. So, Glenn...
Exactly.
I love your comedy. You know, anybody who wants to hear jokes from a Canadian perspective wondering what Canadians truly think, thatcanadianguy.com. Glenn Foster, it's been a pleasure having you on the Travel World Central. Hope to have you again sometime real soon. Stay listening, Travel World Central, across America, around the world. We are friends sharing travel with friends. Stay listening, everybody.
Thanks.
Across America and around the world, this is the Travel World Radio Show.
Friends sharing travel with friends. It's Willem and Linda.